Liverpool University strike saves jobs. Tommy, Liverpool Socialist Party. Liverpool University and Colleges Union, UCU, is in a long-running dispute with Liverpool University over plans to slash 47 jobs in the Health and Life Sciences Department. Liverpool Socialist Party members attended the picket rally at University Square on the 9th of August in solidarity with the workers. As a result of previous strike action and protests, negotiations between the union and management have successfully reduced the number of compulsory redundancies to 2, proving that collective action can save jobs. The latest 10 days of strike action, which finished on the 14th of August, were to save the remaining 2 jobs, victims of the university's shake-up. Management had initially hoped UCU members would suspend the strike. However, they misread the strength of the workers' solidarity and their determination to fight for every job. At a special meeting, 97% of attendees voted to continue the strike. Among the speakers in attendance at the rally was former Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn, who said, "In winning this campaign to defend those jobs, you will stop a university going after the cleaners, the catering workers, the contractors and all the other workers in the university. You're showing solidarity with all of them. You will also be giving a message to the university and further education sector all across the country that where the Tory government comes after working class jobs and living standards with a new face of austerity, we're here, we are ready and we are fighting back." The higher education sector has been destroyed by decades of marketization and austerity which must be fought. By saving 45 jobs so far, this UCU dispute in Liverpool has proven the power of the organized working class.